With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Political analyst Ben Domenech is praising a number of Trump cabinet nominees, including the selection of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State.
I will just say, I think it's an A-plus move, but it's also, I think it's a good move for him career-wise. I think it's something where he's going to have authority in an area where he knows more than I think almost anybody in the country what that department needs in order to function better.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Pete Hegseth will get a fair hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, despite being attacked by Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, who summed up the highly decorated war veteran as merely a Fox News host.
Pete, of course, deserves a fair hearing, like all the president's nominees do. But he deserves a lot more respect than someone like Liz Warren gives him, a woman who lied about being an Indian on a job application that she otherwise might not have gotten.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network about President-elect Trump's nomination of Hegseth to serve as defense secretary. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary to the duties of briefing the White House press corps.
Caroline Leavitt will be the next White House press secretary and the youngest person ever to hold the job. Trump has called Leavitt smart, tough, and a highly effective communicator.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. Leavitt is just 27. Previously, that distinction went to Ron Ziegler, who was 29 when he took the position in 1969 for President Richard Nixon. Drought is parching the northeast U.S., draining reservoirs, priming the landscape for damaging wildfires.
The New York City watershed, the watershed area that fills the reservoirs that gets water to the people in New York City for drinking and to our upstate customers. Normally, we'd have from September until now, about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5 inches of rain.
This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as a destination for women in pro-life states to seek abortions. This is SRN News. When Massachusetts voters ditched the state's high school graduation exams, they joined a trend that has chipped away at the use of high-stakes testing.
The vote leaves just 7 states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could dwindle even more in the coming years. Backers of the test argue easing the graduation requirement will result in lower education standards, but critics say students who were passing their courses have ended up being denied diplomas because of the test requirement. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City politicians are calling on Whoopi Goldberg to apologize for suggesting on air that a local bakery had declined to make her a batch of desserts for her birthday because of her political beliefs. Local leaders and supporters joined Holterman's Bakery owner Jill Holterman at a news conference in front of the 145-year-old institution Friday. The flap started Wednesday when Goldberg celebrated her 69th birthday on The View by sharing with her co-host a tray of Charlotte Russe. This is SRN News.